James Angus MacLeod was born September 5, 1947, Port Alice, B.C., and passed December 11, 2023, at Sea to Sky Hospice, Squamish, B.C. Jim was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2016 and then dementia a few years later. Even as the diseases progressed, he never gave up hope. Jim was predeceased by his dad, Alex, mom, Irene, stepmom, Jean, sister, Helen, brothers, Sandy, Lynn, Donnie, Jan, and Pat. Evon's parents, Bill and Isla Skinner, and special cousin, Stephen McMillan. Jim attended St. Michael's University School in Victoria, graduating in 1966. After attending UBC, he worked in pulp mills throughout BC and at St. Paul's Hospital before settling on a risk management career with the insurance industry. It was here he met his buddy Dennis Tracy, aka DT, Pat. His work took him and Evon to Toronto for 7 years where they met wonderful folk who remain friends today. Prior to his retirement in 2016, he was National Vice President at Fire Underwriters Survey. He has always enjoyed attending the Canadian Association of Fire Chiefs Conference, where he presented the award for Fire Chief of the Year. A man of many talents and an abundance of knowledge, he was a runner, rugby player and loved skiing at Whistler. He thought mountain biking might be fun, but after breaking both wrists at the same time, the bike was hung up for good, and golf was taken a bit more seriously. Missing him are his wife of 37 years Evon, daughter Lori Shambrook, Mark, grandchildren Riley, Christy, and Natasha Shambrook, great-grandchildren Luna and Alden Shambrook, sisters Marion Tennant, Craig, and Aileen Maxgazy, Bill, sister-in-law Lorraine Brady, Glenn, nephews Scott, Ryan, Alex and Malcolm, nieces Samantha, Jennifer, Jackie, and Katie, special cousins Wilma and David McMillan, Janice and Eric Horsberg, and Marlene and Alan Baldwin, sisters-in-law Lynn MacLeod and Jan MacLeod. To our friends, thank you for your support over the past few months. The Bradys, the Clarks, Merv, Swerve, Charlie, Rick, the Quishes, the Murrays, Evon's girls from school, and the Squamish Beaches. You are all loved dearly. The last few months were made easier by the amazing doctors, nurses, and care aides at Squamish General Hospital and Sea to Sky Hospice, who provided compassionate and supportive care. Jim's wish was that we all gather in the spring and celebrate him with a beverage or two. Flowers are gratefully declined. If you wish to honor Jim, a donation to either Sea to Sky Hospice or Squamish Hospital Foundation would be appreciated. Jim is looking forward to having a beer with Donnie, a martini with DT, and promised to play nice with his brothers. Our hearts are broken. To write a condolence to the family, please visit www.squamishfuneralchapel.com.